Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution writing his column at Real Clear Politics. Recommendation of a new book on democracies and death cults, Israel and the Future of Civilization by Douglas Murray. Peter, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much for this. My contribution to the mendacity of major media in the, on the planet is over these last weeks, because I pay a great deal of attention to the Financial Times, the pink newspaper out of London. It does not have a dog in the fight of Trump this, Trump that. So I read it carefully, knowing that it's written by mostly Oxbridge Labour, but that's fine. That's politics in Britain. However, repeatedly now, the robot reader in the morning, when it comes to the Gaza conflict, still underway, mentions a number, most recently my memory is 52,000 get dead in the struggle, in the combat, according to Palestinian officials. That's it, Peter. According to Palestinian officials. There is no more immediate illustration of the prejudice, is an inadequate word, but I'll use it, of major media reporting this war than Palestinian officials. Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. And of course, you're right. Who are these Palestinian officials? We're talking about numbers that come from the Hamas health ministry. Hamas, members of Hamas are jihadists who perpetrate massacres, who lie freely to the West. Moreover, we know this, we know for sure, which is that the Hamas health ministry does not distinguish between combatant deaths and non-combatant deaths. So they include Hamas fighters in that number of 52,000, though reported by the Hamas health ministry. Israel estimates that it's killed upwards of 17 or 18,000 Hamas fighters. What that means is the ratio of non-combatants to combatants killed by Israel in this terrible urban warfare compares very favorably, actually improves on the ratio of American forces in Iraq and Fallujah and Mosul. So we need to take Hamas's numbers with a grain of salt. And we also need one more piece of context. Hamas reports that 50,000 have died in Gaza since its October 7th massacres. Well, over the last 14 years, 650,000 Arabs have died in Syria in the civil war that Bashar al-Assad, the deposed dictator, launched against his people. More than 400,000 Arabs have died in Yemen as a result of the Houthi warfare against the established government in Yemen. These numbers dwarf the deaths in Gaza, but the Western conscience seems not troubled by those deaths.
We go to Mr. Murray's presentation and your explication of the allegations thrown against Israel. Actually, the word is accusations. We begin with the first one, that there's something wrong with Israel being careful and patriotic and defending itself. I believe the word nationalism has many uses these days, and one is to make an allegation of wrongheadedness. Why is this wrong for Israel to defend its homeland?
Well, the charge is, as we can recall, the way back to the 1970s, that supposedly Zionism is a form of racism. Never mind that Israel from the beginning has provided equal rights for all citizens. The charge sometimes made by supposedly more sophisticated Westerners is that Israel is a nationalist state, and nationalism is out of date, it's antiquated. But there's hardly a state in a nation state in Europe, Western, Central, or Eastern Europe, that does not find a way to combine the protection of rights, democratic self-government, with a dedication to a particular nationality while respecting minorities. One could argue that actually Israelis do better at this than Europe, as Israel arguably treats its Muslim minority, 21% of its citizens are Arabs, better than many European states treat their Muslim minorities.
The second accusation has to do with names, Judea and Samaria. What is that, Peter? What is it referring to geographically?
Well, Judea and Samaria are, of course, the biblical names, Yehuda v'Shomron, of the ancestral, the heart of the Jewish people's ancestral homeland in the land of Israel. They also are the names that many Israelis use to describe what others call the West Bank, that is, territories seized by Israel in the 1967 war in which Israel was defending itself from Jordan. And the a dispute has arisen over the status of those territories. Even if one acknowledges that they are occupied occupied territories, and there's some legal dispute there, but even if one acknowledges they're occupied territories, one has to ask why. And the answer is that Israel must retain, for the time being at least, overall security responsibility for Judea and Samaria, or the West Bank, because Hamas operates there, and Hamas not only wants to overthrow the Palestinian Authority, but wishes to conduct attacks on Israel and destroy Israel. So to the extent that Israel occupies West Bank, Judea, and Samaria, it does so in significant measure out of self-defense.
And the self-defense is necessary when you're in a war such as Israel's been in for the last, well, since October, but really we're looking at a war that never ended from 1948 on. The third allegation, such as it, accusation, such as it is even more difficult to nail down. But in any event, that Israel's in a permanent state of war is because it's a warmongering death cult? Or what is the, how does it shape the allegation? It's a rough neighborhood, we get that, but the fighting is going on. Peter, I just did a book about the Ptolemy regime in Alexandria for the last 300 years until Caesar showed up. Nothing but war fighting. Are they familiar with where they're living?
Well, exactly right. The argument now, the fashionable argument now, is that Israel is a minor settler colonialist power, United States being the principal settler colonialist power, and that Israel has brought this death and destruction to the Middle East. When in fact, since roughly the Balfour Declaration of 1917, Arabs have been trying to wipe out the Jews who live in that area, especially since 1948. Or I should say, wipe out is probably maybe too strong. From 1917 to 1948, we should say that the Arabs did their best to prevent the establishment of a Jewish state. And once the Jewish state was established, Israel's Arab neighbors have sought to wipe out that state. Yes, Israel has made peace with the Egyptians, with the Jordanians, normalized relations with Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates and a few other Arab states. But in general, Israel still confronts Arabs, Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza and the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, who are sworn to its destruction. That is the source of instability in Israel's neighborhood.
Douglas Murray's book, which I have not read, and you are offering a review, and it certainly is compelling. I come down to this. Does Mr. Murray believe that the attacks on Israel are driven by anti-Semitism, or anti-Semitism is a product of the attacks?
Douglas Murray, a wonderful journalist, is entirely clear on this. The attacks are driven by a jihadist belief that that the land of Israel belongs to Muslims, and that it is a religious imperative to eliminate the Jewish state in the land of Israel. He's clear about that. Western anti-Semitism is another matter, but Murray explains that it's jihadism that requires the eradication of Jewish self-government in the land of Israel.
We see outbreak of anti-Semitism on the most surprising places, Harvard University, these last years. Does Mr. Murray think it can be solved?
Mr. Murray thinks that it must be fought and that it must be fought assiduously. Part of the fight against anti-Semitism in the West is identifying the self-loathing and the contempt for one's own civilization, Western civilization, that sustains, that nourishes this anti-Semitism. So I think Douglas Murray's message to us is that we have an obligation, if we love and cherish Western civilization, to do what we can to purge from its midst the hatred of the Jews that has been rearing its ugly head recently.
Peter Berkowitz is the Tad and Diane Taub Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.